I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Another day of Russian airstrikes in Syria. Iran sent ground troops to help, and China's got its navy nearby. Russia says it's just going after ISIS and other rebels. This can't be good. Mission Eurasia's Sergei Rakhuba agrees.
Lots of Ukrainians, those who see that Russia was trying to grab some of the Ukrainian territories in eastern Ukraine, and the Russia that annexed the Crimean Peninsula. So they see that Russia is not going to stop, you know, here and expanding its influence.
The Russian strikes took a lot of believers off guard. It's also stirring up rancor again between Russian and Ukrainian believers. Rakhuba says all we can do now is
pray for wisdom, you know, pray for how the church can get involved in it, you know, praying and supporting those who suffer.
Also be praying for peace in South Sudan. The conflict there has caused a lot of problems. Food for the Hungry's Josh Ayers.
The effects of that have basically meant that there's been quite a bit of internal displacement of large populations who are fleeing the violence and the conflict.
The numbers of people fleeing grows every day, which has led to a food shortage. But FH is helping with that.
Our programs were aimed at trying to help people grow their own food, essentially, in these new areas where they're living, because the way the seasons have worked out.
They're providing training and equipment so people can be more self-sustaining. Now, FH is wondering if you'd help people get back on their feet.
Human beings are worth our help. They're worth our time, they're worth our energy, and they're worth our resources. They are worthy of all of that.
Like what you heard today? Well, you can do something about it by going to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for your world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.